Louise Nevelson actually rose to prominence in the 1950s, and she's best known for fabricating wood wall sculptures, and she has described herself as the original recycler because she used to go around New York City gathering discarded objects such as, you know, chairs, table legs. Nevelson would combine these disparate pieces into an assemblage, and eventually she also did outdoor sculptures in Corten steel. I'm Lynn Marsden Atlas, Executive Director of the Arthur Ross Gallery and also University Curator at the University of Pennsylvania.
This atmosphere and environment 12 comes from a series. What I find interesting is the word atmosphere. It would be in the artwork, it would be in the way she decorated her home, it would be in the way she dressed herself, and she would say it was atmospheric. My name is Maria Nevelson, and I'm the founder and executive director of the Louise Nevelson Foundation, and I am the granddaughter of Louise Nevelson.
She had an incredible pioneering spirit, and she forged a path certainly for the women who came after her.
My grandmother did inspire people to open up and be who they are, express themselves as artists or express themselves in their clothing. My grandmother inspired them and gave them strength.
Atmosphere and Environment 12 is monumental in scale and fabricated in Corten steel. It was completed in 1970. It consists of 30 open rectangular cubes, each weighing about 500 pounds. The six rows of cubes are stacked with alternating depths, and it looks very much like a cubist sculpture, but in monumental scale. The Fairmont Park Art Association, which is now the Association for Public Art, acquired the sculpture after it toured in Europe in 1971, and it stood for more than 40 years at the west entrance of the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
I really appreciated where the sculpture was at the Philadelphia Museum of Art because these boxes were open and there were shapes there, but you could still see past them. But I really love it now.
When you see Atmosphere and Environment 12 at its current location on Penn's campus, it's set in a small park. If you look at it in one direction, you will look through the sculpture to see this wonderful grass and bucolic park of Shoemaker Green. And in the distance, you'll see architectural buildings of Penn and behind it, the cityscape of Philadelphia. It was amazing to see Adam Jenkins 30 feet in the air beginning to either unbolt or bolt the cubes together and watch his process as he was working on the conservation of the piece as well.
My name is Adam Jenkins, and I am a conservator of decorative arts and sculpture. I was one of the principal people overseeing the conservation of Atmosphere and Environment 12 by Louise Nevelson. So in the field of conservation, there's a concept that we use called inherent vice. And fundamentally what that means is that the materials from which it's made contribute to its degradation. In this particular case, Corten steel was used. Corten steel is very, very known for this beautiful burgundy patina. On the surfaces where water can run over it, it becomes very smooth and almost shiny. And in the areas where just mist can get to it, where there is an actual runoff, it develops this sort of beautiful velvety surface that is just amazing, but also very fragile. Those surfaces, we went to great lengths to preserve them. Fundamentally, overall, the surfaces that you see were preserved intact.
It's there long term. That's really great that there's an investment, both the Association for Public Art and the University of Pennsylvania, to commit to this piece and to keep it there.
Well, I think one of the great things about this particular location is it's a meeting place or a location that not only the Penn students, faculty, and staff come to, but all of the public and the community come back again and again for various events and see it in different times and in different seasons.